Winthrop was outscored by 29 points in the second half as they lost 77-52 to Southern Mississippi in Game 1 of the Cancun Challenge. Sincere McMahon led the Eagles with 16 points. Winthrop, who only had 7 scholarship players suit up for the game, fell to 2-4 on the season after the loss. The accolades continue to come in for South Carolina quarterback Spencer Rattler. Carolina's QB1 picked up both the Weekly Maxwell Award and Davey O'Brien Award. These are given weekly to the nation's top offensive player and top quarterback. Rattler passed for 438 yards and 6 touchdowns in the Gamecocks' 63-38 win over number 5 Tennessee. The newest college football rankings are out, and the top 4 remains unchanged. Georgia is first, Ohio State second, Michigan third, and TCU is fourth. LSU and Southern Cal were just outside the top 4 at 5th and 6th. Clemson moved up 1 spot to number 8, while Tennessee dropped 5 spots to 10 after losing to South Carolina. The Carolina Panthers are going back to Sam Darnold as the team's starting quarterback. Darnold, who will now be in his third stint as QB1 for Carolina, replaces Baker Mayfield, who was ineffective in the loss to Baltimore. Mayfield, who began the year as the starting QB, had been replaced by P.J. Walker, but Walker is still out with a knee injury. Former Panthers great Steve Smith Sr. was named a semifinalist for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2023. And finally, Rock Hill's girls basketball team lost 55-43 at AC Flora. With your Wednesday sports, I'm Chris Miller.